The Love Talker by Elizabeth Peters. Chapter 1. 1. Once upon a time there was a nice big girl named Laura. She had rosy cheeks and nut-brown hair and 3 dimples, 1 in one cheek and 2 in the other. This nice big girl, no, she was not a nice little girl, she was 5 feet 9 inches tall and weighed 127 pounds. As I was saying, this nice big girl lived in a nice little house. It was little, even if it wasn't a house. It was actually an apartment, the kind they call an efficiency. So you see, it was very little indeed. One winter day she was sitting by her window watching the snowflakes make pretty patterns on the pane, when there was a knock at the door. A messenger dressed in blue with gold braid had brought her a letter. Little did she know it then, but the letter was from the elves, inviting her to visit them in their woodland haunts. An hour after the mailman had handed her the special delivery letter, Laurie was still sitting by the window staring at the big fat snowflakes. Instead of thinking pretty thoughts about their exquisite patterns, she was wondering how many more inches the snow-beleaguered city of Chicago was due to get this time. She swore aloud, in language unbecoming a nice girl, big or little. What evil imp had possessed her to select Chicago as the place in which to write her dissertation? Why not Florida or California, for God's sake? There had been sensible reasons for the decision. The chance to sublet a friend's apartment at a reasonable rent. The proximity to the university with its excellent library. And there was the real reason, Bob. Bob was majoring in philosophy at the university. Bob was big and blonde and adorably homely, and selfish and lazy and arrogant. She had not discovered that he possessed these additional attributes until after...